Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Joe Beamer with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy hump day. For me, it's more like a Thursday because tomorrow is my Friday. But happy to be here with you. 803-0930 star 930 gets you onto the show. If anything we say, we talk about is something you want to comment on, well, then guess what? We would love to talk with you. And even if you're Chris in Fredonia, we want to talk with you. We just would rather, have a conversation instead of just a bunch of gotcha attitude. Like, can we have a conversation without that, like, sarcastic voice going on? That's all. We got a lot to get to. Later in the show, I want to ask you, what's the dumbest thing you've purchased? And have you noticed more hidden fees? Because they're out there. Also announced today, Eric Church will be coming back to Buffalo. I'm pretty excited about that, and we'll talk about that in the final segment. But I want to start with a look at the midterms. Even though we still have our elections, local elections this year, but a look at the midterms, because if you look at Virginia, where there is a gubernatorial race. Now, Glenn Youngkin is the governor. You can't have consecutive terms in Virginia, which I think is a fantastic rule. I would love to see something like that implemented in New York State, right? It's not term limits because you can run again. You just cannot be governor for consecutive terms because guess what? If you're not running for a term, you're actually doing the job, not campaigning. I'd like to see that in the White House. I'd like to see that in Albany. I'd like term limits in Congress and Senate. But I think for the executive branch to have to take a term off just so you're actually doing the job up until the final day and not focused on being reelected. It's, in my opinion, one of the issues in Congress. Is once you're elected, you're already running a re-election campaign because it's a two-year shift. Anyway, in Virginia, Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger is running as the Democrat against Winston Earl Sears. She is the current lieutenant governor in Virginia. She is running for the governor as a Republican. Spamberger is running as the governor. She was a member of Congress, and as I said, running for Democrat candidate. Now, in Virginia, one of the top issues is trans and trans in schools. There was an issue, I believe, in the Frederick. One of the Northern Virginia school districts where a registered sex offender had numerous times walked through the girls' locker room claiming that they identify as a girl. Okay, this happened. We played you this. It's when that liberal had the sign at the Winston Earl Sears speech. So this is a topic in Virginia. And Abigail Spanberger was asked that. And here's how that went down. Now, the reason I'm playing you this is not because I think you care about what's going on in the state of Virginia. It's because this is the game plan come the midterms. Just listen.
The Democratic candidate for governor, Abigail Spanberger, where she stands on the issue face to face.
Yeah, since July, I've been asking Abigail Spanberger's campaign team in email, where does she stand on this issue? And her campaign has not directly answered that question. Now, this issue of students at school using locker rooms and bathrooms based on their gender identity versus their biological sex has literally become a federal case involving the five largest school systems in Northern Virginia. It has sparked protests at school board meetings throughout Northern Virginia, and Spanberger's opponent, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, has been outspoken on this issue. She's even been up in Arlington speaking out about this issue. So today, after Spanberger's rally, I asked Spanberger where she stands on this issue face to face. As you know, there's a battle playing out between the Trump administration's U.S. Department of Education and five Northern Virginia school systems. The Trump administration is taking aim at their locker room and bathroom policies. They say those school systems are violating Title IX by having policies that allow students to use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity, not biological sex. So can you tell us directly, do you support biological males who say they're women using women's locker rooms and bathrooms and competing in women's sports?
Well, the circumstance as this legal case plays out is really one of, we've had court cases settled or judged here in Virginia in the 4th District, the former Gavin Grimm case related to bathroom usage. And in fact, the argument is, the assessment is, there needs to be much clearer guidance in terms of what is an executive order's binding assessment of Title IX versus what has been a decision of a court. But ultimately, the real impact here is, once again, it is the Trump administration taking dollars away from Virginia. Threatening education dollars to our public schools is an attack on Virginia's kids. It's an attack on our economy. It's an attack on Virginians. And as governor, the important thing, as a candidate for governor, the important thing, the important priority for me is to ensure that we have the best public schools in the entire country. And the reality is, when we have a president who is coming after Virginia, our education system, whether it's K through 12 or whether it is our public universities, that is harmful to Virginia, our ability to educate our kids, and ultimately our economy.
But do you personally support these policies? Do you personally support them?
So she won't answer the question. She won't. She gives a Sean Ryan like answer, running around. Just answer it. Do you support biological males and in girl bathroom and locker rooms in school? Because I'm sorry, I can't take anyone seriously if you say yes. If you say a high school, right? We're talking about 15, 16, 17 year olds. And you're saying, well, if you feel like a woman today and you identify as a woman, no matter what you were born as, you can walk into that bathroom. I'm sorry, that is crazy. And you can put me on record as saying that. Again, when you turn 18, whatever you want, I don't care. Now, do whatever you want with your body. I don't think the school, regardless, should be letting biological males in girl bathrooms, biological females in male bathrooms. I mean, this, can you imagine if your kid was in that school? I think that puts a lot of, I mean, that's not, in my opinion, creating a safe environment. It's, I think personally, it's making people feel uncomfortable. Now, again, I'm sure in a school, that's not popular to say. And if you're a student, you don't want to be bullied or ridiculed for calling that out. But just think back when you were in school. I mean, would you want to walk in the bathroom and think that at any second someone of a different gender biologically could walk in? I can't believe, you know, there's so many things that I can't believe that we're still having this discussion after the election of 24. I mean, a lot of people point to President Trump's commercial, Kamala Harris's for they, them. No, what is it? And President Trump is for you or USA or whatever it was. I mean, that was a very, that hit with a lot of people for a reason. And you still have either the politicians that will vote for things like this, they'll implement policies like you're seeing in Northern Virginia schools, yet they won't flat out say they agree with biological males in female locker rooms, or they agree with biological males playing girl sports. And then you got the pundits and the bloggers, right? And let's be honest, many of them probably didn't even play sports. And they're going, well, it's just a few cases. I don't care if it's one case. If you're playing a certain sport, I mean, even volleyball, and you've got a biological male, it's women's volleyball, and you got a biological male in the front there spiking the ball at you. You're telling me that doesn't give an unfair advantage? I mean, we saw it with Leah Thomas. They were, you know, didn't even rank as a male swimmer. All of a sudden now they identify as a female and they're getting medals. Does that make sense? Is that right? I know life isn't fair. That's another thing people like to say. And that's true. But in sports, sports should be fair. Right? There's a reason you can challenge a play in the NFL. Sports should be fair. And I think it's ridiculous that in 2025, we still have, number one, we have people that reject biological males have any advantage. Now, again, if you're playing a sport at a high level, you know, Serena Williams said it. You know, I think she was talking about either Federer or Nadal. And, it was John McEnroe that says Serena Williams is the best female tennis player. And I forgot whose show it was on. And they said, why don't you just say best tennis player? Well, no, she's the best female tennis player. Serena Williams even said that. She says, I can't compete. You know, I could play against Roger Federer. I forgot the exact quote. But it's true. Now, Serena Williams would win in straight sets against me 6-0, 6-0. I wouldn't get a point, right? But if you're talking about someone who's playing at that level, especially at the high school level, it's unfair, and you're making, and we've heard about it, right? We've heard about it since, that a lot of people in that locker room, in that Yale locker room, or Penn, I'm sorry, Penn locker room, when Leah Thomas was on that team, were uncomfortable. Again, you want to, when you're 18, that's the decision you want to make with your life, whatever. But to continue to beat this drum, that if you feel like a woman, you can walk into the women's locker room, you can play women's sports. Deep down, these politicians have to know it's wrong. And why am I saying that? Because Abigail Spamberger is not the only one who is avoiding this question. Instead of just answering it, do you support this or not? She doesn't want to be on record as supporting this. But again, she also doesn't want to be on record to go against it because of a lot of things we're seeing in the Democrat Party. You don't want to upset the extreme base, right? Kathy Hochul has an election coming up this year. So what does Hamburg Kathy do? She endorses Mamdani. She needs the extreme base of the Democrat Party in 26. She doesn't want to let her lieutenant governor absorb some of that extreme left base of the New York Democrat Party. Look at Sean Ryan. I mean, Sean Ryan has his record in Senate is very extreme. It's similar to Mamdani. So you're going to have, and again, we're focusing on this because of what you're going to see in 26. Democrats think they're going to be handed the House of Representatives in 2026. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think people are going to fall for stuff like this. If you're in a purple district and you're asked the question, do you support biological men in female locker rooms in female sports, and you give an answer like Abigail Spamberger, I don't think it's going to work. And we'll see. We'll see in November if her avoiding this works in her favor. But I think if you're talking purple districts, and you're a Democrat trying to flip that red, flip that blue, I don't think supporting or giving a non-answer is going to work this election year. I think this is one thing people, even moderate Democrats, are fed up on. Because I think people put themselves in that situation or their children in that situation and wouldn't be comfortable knowing that their child's in a locker room. Again, their daughter's in a locker room where a biological man, per school rules, can walk in. And that, I mean, that's just one of many things. I mean, you look at the immigration and you still have, especially here, I mean, in New York, Illinois, California, right? The bluest of blue states. They are still pushing back on immigration. Yet one of the reasons Donald Trump is president today is because for 4 years, the border was wide open. In a majority of Americans, right? No, not the majority of people in the media, but a majority of Americans from sea to shining sea see a problem with that. And that's why they put Donald Trump back in the White House. The trans thing definitely plays into it. To not admit that biological men do not belong in female high school sports or college sports. Again, it's an 80-20 issue, and the Democrat Party doesn't want to lose that 20% of their part of their base, so they have to play to them. In a year they think they're going to take over the House of Representatives, I think something like this, an answer like what you heard from Abigail Spamberger, is going to backfire. 803-0930, star 930. Are you still seeing this craziness locally? Have you heard of something like this locally where this is still the focus to allow, you know, trans rights to allow biological males in female bathrooms? Have you seen that anywhere locally? And I always want to say, I want to put that disclaimer out there. When you're 18, when you're, you do whatever you want to do. But at the same time, I do think for public areas and for businesses, I think it's a risky move to make, you know, bathrooms based on how you identify. That's how I see it. If you want to push back on that, I'm open to that too at 803-0930, star 930. Now, when we come back, it's not just this issue where Republicans have the upper hand on Democrats. A new poll came out, an Ipso poll came out and showed that on the, what I would call major issues, Republicans continue. Over 9 months into the Trump presidency now, second term, Americans continue to give Republicans stronger numbers than Democrats. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about what Gavin Newsom said, I thought was very irresponsible and dangerous. What Gavin Newsom said on Stephen Colbert yesterday. Because remember, Donald Trump and his rhetoric in 2020, we were told was dangerous, right? We were continuously told that. But Gavin Newsom's out there in 2025 saying there won't be a 28 election. I'll play that for you. We'll take your calls, 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930, WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mr. Big, a guy who plays bass, Billy Sheehan from Buffalo. Do you know how I know that, Tanner?
No.
I know that because Bowerly brought it up when I played that as a bump like 12 years ago. And it's something that has stuck with me. That and the second verse of Rock and Roll Girls. I had never heard that song until I produced a Tom Bowerly show and he came back to it. And I go, wow, that's... there's a verse about Buffalo there. Anyway, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. In the second hour, I am hoping that you guys have some good things to contribute to the list of dumbest thing you've ever purchased. I have a dumb one, and it's stupidity piled on stupidity. But we're talking about this trans issue. It's on the pretty much on the ballot in Virginia, yet... you have a gubernatorial candidate who does not want to mention it, and I'm telling you, I think this is going to be the midterm strategy, not answering questions, which it's very simple. Do you support biological men in women bathrooms and locker rooms in high school? That is a very simple question. She did not answer it. Like I said, I think that's going to be the play in the midterms. I don't think it's going to work. Emily in Cheektowaga has been patient during the news. Emily, what's your thoughts on this?
Okay, Joe. I think there's a very easy solution to the bathroom thing. It's why don't they put in a few unisex bathrooms for those who students or teachers who do not know what gender they really are? And that way, the ones who are can use the regular public bathrooms, which makes sense. As far as going and doing activities, no. The structure of the man is much different than the female. And I don't care if they're transgender or not. They have no right to be in. A male who has turned to a female should not be battling up against a woman because of their body, the way it goes. So... that's how I feel about it, but I think this whole thing has been blown way out of proportion because a unisex bathroom, they can go in, do their thing, get out, and there's nobody being hurt by it. But it makes sense, Joe, you know?
Yeah,
it makes sense.
I like that. You know, have like if you're at a high school, one per floor, right, and you have the unisex bathroom, or... you can use the bathroom in the nurse's office. That also, you know, it's just a single, you walk in, do your business, and then, like you said, no one will be scared to go to the bathroom, and we can go on with the meaning that why we're all here, and that is to learn and graduate.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do the nurses, but I would do the unisex, because if there's a student with a disability, also they can use that unisex bathroom easily. They can access it easily. But that's what makes sense to me. But who am I?
I think that would, I can't see anyone pushing back on that, Emily. It gives a solution. And like I said, we can go back to focusing on learning and academics. Thank you so much, Emily in Cheektowaga, 803-0930, *930. So this is happening as Ipsos and Reuters come out with a new poll, which party has a better plan? That was the name of the poll that came out from Ipsos and Reuters? Whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. Republicans have a big lead where you would think Republicans would have leads, right? So crime, Republicans have a 40 to 20% advantage. So I guess that's a 20% advantage over Democrats. Immigration, an 18% advantage. Foreign conflicts. Now remember, you have Democrats like Mark Poloncarz saying the president's an embarrassment at the UN and, you know, he's no longer the leader of the free world. That was what the county executive said yesterday on social media. Yet a majority of Americans still think that the Republican Party has the better plan for foreign conflicts. So, again, if I'm a Democrat, and I'm not one to give Democrats advice, but if I'm a Democrat, I'm looking at this and going, well, our messaging's not working. Just saying orange man bad, just going 180 to everything Trump says, it's not working. This poll is a clear indicator of that. Let's continue to go down the list. On the economy, Republicans have a 10% advantage over Democrats, according to this poll. Gun control, even on gun control, Republicans have a 4% advantage over Democrats. Political extremism, again, Republicans have a 4% advantage. Now, on where Democrats have advantage, respect for democracy, which is ironic since the Democratic Party did not run a primary the last presidential election, they have a 2% advantage. Oh, by the way, corruption, Republicans have a 6% advantage. Corruption. Now, we are told that Donald Trump is the most corrupt president, right? Jake Tapper, Mark Poloncarz, Tim Walz, every Democrat in Congress says that Trump is a corrupt president. Yet, Republicans have a better plan on how to deal with corruption by 6%, according to this Ipsos poll. Healthcare, Democrats have a 9% advantage. Women's rights, Democrats have a 13% advantage. Again, women's rights, if I'm looking at this, I go, I mean, how is it women's rights when you're telling women, you're telling men they can be women and they can compete with women? How is that helping women's rights? How is that a women's, you know, a positive thing for women? But I digress. And the environment, obviously, Democrats have a better plan, according to Ipsos, by 14%. But again, the things that you're hearing every day, the things that affect you every day, crime, immigration, foreign conflicts, the economy, political extremism, gun control, Republicans have the advantage over Democrats. Does that mean you're going to hear the rhetoric change from your elected Democrats? I don't think so. But again, I'm not one to give Democrats advice, but if I were a Democrat looking at this, I would be, wow, we really think we're going to have this blue wave next year, yet we cannot make room, we cannot get ahead, we can't close the gap on, again, major issues, according to the American voter. 803-0930, *930. Let's start. We'll take these in order. We'll go with Toby in Buffalo. Toby, thanks for hanging on.
You're welcome. We have open concept bathrooms, so basically they're anti-bullying, they're great for students, there's no doorway to the hallway, it's just an opening, you could actually see the sinks from the hallway, and then there's like around the back of the sinks there would be one or two ADA compliant bathrooms for people that are have challenges that need grab bars and special toilets, stuff like that, with the doors in their own little room. And then there's 8 individual rooms with toilets in them. There'd just be like a door, just a toilet. So there's just open concept. Doesn't matter who goes in there. that solves the bathroom issue and solves all the bullying in the bathroom for the kids.
So you're never closed in the bathroom. You're closed in your own personal toilet, but you're never closed into a bathroom space.
Right. So anybody's washing their hands next to anybody.
I think that's a great idea. And like you said, I mean, that goes for bullying too. You're doing your business by yourself, and then you're in an area that's open to the hallway. It's not in a closed space. I don't hate that at all, Toby.
And they had 40% of the fist fights in school happens in the bathroom.
That was
a stat.
I would believe that. And a lot of the smoking happens in the bathroom too, if you believe right. Pop culture.
So if the hall monitor could stand there, they could watch the hall and just be a deterrent in the bathroom so people basically just do their hygiene and move along.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're going to have a decrease in any kind of mischief if everything's open to the hallway because you're open to everyone walking by.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as a lot of the other issues, I think it has to do with the swing between people having too much time on their hands and then people that are working hard. So I call it like freeloaderism, like they kind of got used to being on the government supply. So they don't, you know, they have a lot of time and that's where a lot of the problems come in. If they worked 50 hours a week and they, you know, took care of their family and cleaned their house and all this stuff and never did, you know, fix up their property, they wouldn't be busy.
Hey, Toby, we lost you there, but, good point. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. Joe in Amherst. Joe, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe.
How we doing?
Your previous caller speaking about just building unisex bathrooms to accommodate transgender people. I don't. First of all, that's going to cost a lot of money. You're talking about a whole bunch of different public spaces that are going to have to now figure that out in their budget. Secondly, I don't think the trans community is going to accept it because you're talking about a person who was born a boy and now pretends that he's a girl and wants to go to the girls' bathroom with the girls. But now there's the trans bathroom or the unisex bathroom, and now that person has to go to the bathroom with anybody else. A girl that was born a girl who's pretending to be a boy, or vice versa. Now you're pushing them all in. You're saying this is where you guys go, but you can't go to the boys and girls bathroom where they want to go. So they're going to see it as discrimination. It would cost a whole bunch of money. I think that we should just stick with, if you were a biological male, you go to the biological male's bathroom. You don't go in there with the little girls.
Yeah, Joe, I didn't even think about that, but you're right. It's going to be a problem either way. But yeah, I can't believe that we are still having school districts have these kind of rules. I mean, I would imagine that there are more people uncomfortable than say it. They don't want to be outed by the school or bullied and ridiculed in the school.
Yeah, this what we're dealing with, I'm 46 years old. And I never had to grow up with any of this. So it's culture shock for me, for sure, especially over the last 5 to 10 years with this proliferation of transgenderism. I think it's a lot of things, Joe. I think it's media. I think that it's social media, especially. I think that it's parenting. And I think it's separation from God. I think that people are just not doing a good job in their homes. And we're not doing good by our children, and now we have this problem.
Yeah, no, Joe, I agree. I just, like you said, I don't remember this being an issue when we were in school. And again, I think we need the adults to be the adults.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks for taking my call. But
Joe,
that's just my two cents.
Hey, Joe, anytime. Don't be a stranger to the show. Joe in Amherst. Yeah, I think you need adults to be adults. I think that's and you've got to set the rules. I again, when you're 18, you want to do whatever you want to do in the school, in public buildings. You got to use the bathroom of the gender you were assigned to. It's as simple as that, in my opinion. It's as simple as that. And can we just go on? I mean, in school, we should not be the number one topic of the school board meetings should not be. Because, you know, it should not be who's allowed in what bathroom. Can we just, the way it's always been, if you were born a man, I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it on the air, Tanner. If you're born a man, you go to the man's bathroom. You're born a woman, you go to the woman's bathroom. Let's make it that simple. Right? When Robin Williams was dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire, he still went to the men's bathroom. Just saying. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. Also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone says the whole point of the bathroom issue lies with the trans person. They feel they have the right to be in the regular bathroom because they identify as that gender, not a bathroom for both, as Joe said. And then someone says, hi, Joe, please enough with the bathroom stuff. Every school has already worked this out. And one doesn't like it. They can either change the school board and then the school policy or change schools. As for adults, who cares? If you have male parts, you use the urinal regardless of how you look otherwise. Yeah. That's what I just said. You're right, Dexter. Now, Gavin Newsom was on with Stephen Colbert yesterday. And he said this. This is Gavin Newsom. Okay? This guy is clearly running for president in 2028. He said this on the soon-to-be-canceled Stephen Colbert show.
I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
So much for lowering the temperature and changing the rhetoric. He does not believe that. There is no chance Gavin Newsom believes there won't be an election in 2028. This is fear-mongering. This is, in my opinion, the only way the Democrats can win is to scare you. Remember, democracy is dead. Where? Where is there any proof that democracy is dead? He canceled Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's back after 4 days off. It is all this doom and gloom. And, you know, you want to talk about being divisive. Now, hey, are there times that Trump says stuff and I go, why would you even say that? Why would you tweet that out? Of course, I've said it on this show. But I'm sorry, you can't go crazy on the president when you're there saying that democracy is dead, he's no longer the leader of the free world, and you fear there's not going to be a 2028 election. Again, something that you clearly don't believe. Because if you believed it, you wouldn't be pretty much already running your 28 presidential campaign. But this, again, Charlie Kirk was assassinated 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago because of rhetoric like this. From people like Gavin Newsom, who knows damn well there's going to be an election in 2028. The same people that told you how dangerous Trump's rhetoric was in 2020, told you he was never going to leave the White House. By the way, he left the White House, right? Because Joe Biden in the auto pen moved in. So, and yes, these people should be more responsible. Gavin Newsom should be more responsible. Members of Congress should be more responsible. But who is still believing this? How many times do they have to get something wrong before you realize they're just playing you? They are just playing you for votes. A majority of the people who got on your TV and told you that the president of the United States canceled Jimmy Kimmel knew they were lying to you. Gavin Newsom telling you that there's not going to be a 28 election, he is lying to you. He does not believe that. That is BS. The people telling you that democracy is slowly being taken away. Where? Where do you see democracy being taken away? It's an idiotic argument. And if 10 years of this rhetoric, you can't wake up and see that it's all scare tactics to get you to go to the ballot box and vote for a Democrat, that I don't know what more it's going to take. But if you're a Democrat running running in the Democrat Party, maybe run on policy. Maybe run on what you're going to do better. Because the doom and gloom, I know all you care about is power and being in control. And by the way, that's for politicians on both sides of the political aisle. But I know you're running a campaign, and I know you want to win, and you got to use the doom and gloom. But your campaign strategy is tearing this country apart, and it's putting people in danger. You have ICE agents getting fired at. You have political pundits and political activists being assassinated. You've had two assassination attempts on the president. Your rhetoric is getting people killed. Your rhetoric is tearing the country apart. And if you continue down this path, it shows that you care more about the power than you care about this country. Or you care about your party more than you care about this country. Again, it's clear with the rhetoric you get out of the Rath building from the county executive. This is a man who puts the party ahead of anything. And you can see it in the way he talks, the way he addresses Republicans. He doesn't care about division. He wants Erie County more divided. Look at, he couldn't get excited for the Bills game. Remember, he's not excited for the Bills season. It works in his favor if the county is divided. But I really wonder, how power hungry are you? You don't care about the country. You want us more divided. You don't care that you are literally getting people killed with this rhetoric. Again, I am all for debate. I'm all for conversation. But I urge Democrats to run on policy, not on scare tactics. 803-0930, star 930. Back after this. So I was just telling Tanner this off air, but you know what? I'll share it with the audience. I'm an open book. So when I leave the house in the morning, you know, I usually go in my gym clothes to drop my son off. And then I go to the gym, I work out, I shower there, and I usually bring the clothes for the day. Well, today I forgot to pack underwear. Luckily, I keep an extra pair of clean gym shorts in my car. My car's a mess, but the clean gym shorts are in the car. So I am wearing gym shorts as underwear. I don't know if maybe people say that, Joe, that's TMI, you didn't need to share that. But walking in here, I was like, you know, I shared that with Tanner. Maybe I should share that with the listening audience. Have you ever done anything like that? 803-0930? No, I'm just kidding. So this segment, I thought, not the underwear thing, but I thought that I would take something dumb I did and open this up to dumb purchases that you have made. But I also want to tie this into hidden fees, because hidden fees at restaurants, online, more people complaining about hidden fees. Now, is it people realizing hidden fees more now because, you know, they're pinching pennies? Or are hidden fees, are there just more hidden fees now? But first, dumb purchases. So I've been very open on this show that me and money, I've never been smart with money, right? You know, the last year or so, been trying to clean it up. But I've never been intelligent with money. I feel comfortable telling you that because I don't think anyone tunes in and says, wow, Joe's really responsible with his money. I mean, I'm not Dave Ramsey. So, you know, on this journey of trying to better my finances by getting my spending in order, right? I you know, I've looked at different programs, looked at different things. I bought a budget book, all this stuff. And then I did something really dumb. And again, this might highlight the issue I have with stupid purchases all around. But I paid for an app to help me save money. Let me tell you that again. I paid for an app, a monthly fee for an app that was going to help me save money. It's not, number one, it's not a reputable app. It's not anything that most people would know. I've had never heard of it before, but I saw it, downloaded it, and it was dumb. It was dumb. For 2 months, I was paying for an app that was supposed to help me save money. Let me tell you, it didn't help me because now I had to factor in this $25 a month app. But it did make me think, huh, well, that was a really dumb purchase. That was a waste of $50. What is a dumb purchase that you have made? Now, you can't call in and say it was Time Life's Love Songs of the 80s. No, just maybe it was. But what is a dumb purchase you have made? 803-0930, star 930. And it seems like now there's more of that opportunity, right? Dumb purchases or losing money because you're forgetful. Because another thing that I am the worst at, I love a free trial. Give me a week or 2 week free trial. The problem is I never cancel it in time. And so I'm always on the hook for something that I literally only signed up for because it was a free trial. Probably, you know, watched something on it for a day and then realized I don't need anything on here. I'm not glued to my TV all day, right? So you could probably add another $100 of me forgetting to cancel a free trial that, again, I would have never even taken, but I got an email. Click the link. Oh, 14 days for free. Let's see what kind of crap is on here. And then, you know, I'm down, you know, $39, $49 for the month subscription. That happens more than I'd like to admit for me. I because like I said, I love a free trial. I will take the free trial. But I am the worst at remembering, even if it's in, you know, my wife has a calendar set up for us. It's very nice. And she has all the dates in there and everything. And even if it's in there, there are times where I just ignore it, right? Because I'll open the calendar a day before, go, okay, I'll have to make sure to do that tomorrow. And then, you know, I don't open the calendar that day because I don't have to look at it every day. I'm glad I looked at it today because our anniversary is tomorrow. Glad someone reminded me. But, you know, with online ordering now and everything at your fingertips, I would have to assume that more people are making dumb, unnecessary purchases in 2025 than they did 20 years ago. Because that purchase can be ordered and on your doorstep in 2 days, and you realize you don't need it 2 days after you get it. Right? 4 days after the purchase, you realize you don't need it. 803-0930, star 930. Obviously, if you've listened to the show long enough, the worst purchase I ever made, the purchase that probably started my dumb financial decisions and was what started the trajectory of me making dumb decisions, was the purchase of the PT Loser. That probably will go down. Hopefully I don't make another awful mistake like that. That will probably go down as the dumbest purchase I've ever made. I mean, we're talking about a car that didn't even get to 80,000 miles before the whole thing went kaplump. And, like I said, I mean, it's bad when you're not done paying off a car and you have to go get another car. I mean, to begin with, the PT Loser was like $8,000, but I was in college, right? And when it finally crapped, I still had like $2,000 left on it. So that will definitely go down because then you get the next car and you're paying off the PT Loser while paying this car, right? So that was dumb decision after dumb decision. And then, you know, you've got, hey, you go on to, you get an email. Hey, you've got 20% off, right? Now, 20% off, okay, maybe it's a good deal. So you go and you, the big thing now with these websites is you got 20% off if you purchase something in the next 25 minutes. So you're flipping, oh, that might be cool. You know, a storage case for my water bottles. This might be something I need. And then, you know, it ends up in the closet. It ends up in a corner of the garage. And then winter after winter, everyone does their garage cleaning. In that purchase that you got because you had 20% off, if you bought something in the next 25 minutes, is on the street a year later. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone says, Joe, I once paid for a lavish cruise with my family and my parents. Spent over $20,000. Sadly, we would have had a great time being booked in regular rooms than a room in private enclave of the ship we were on. You know, I have to say, the one cruise, I've heard mixed reviews on cruises. There are people that love cruises. It's like Vegas, right? There are people who love Vegas, and there are people who went once and will never go again. A cruise ship's the same. People who love it, people who I couldn't wait to get off. That's, again, it's not on my list of things to do. I might one day, right? If the opportunity is there, if they put cruise ships in Lake Erie, here in the dock in Buffalo, maybe I'll go on one. But yeah, that is something that, I mean, that kind of money, I'm probably not jumping on a cruise ship. Another one on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board says, you got to set an alarm to cancel those free trials. I know, and I tell myself, well, I'll remember, and then I never do. You know, and again, this has been an ongoing problem for me, the free trials that then get out of hand. But again, you want to save money. Right, you're like, I need someone to tell me how to save my money, and now you're paying $25 a month. Wait a minute, I'm not saving money. I'm now spending more money to know how to save my money. That doesn't make much sense, right? You can get that kind of advice on YouTube. So again, dumb purchase. That's $50 that I won't get back. And let me tell you, it didn't help my saving problem. Now, also, hidden fees. This was in the USA Today today. Hidden fees in your daily purchases. Consumers don't need more hidden fees. And I've got to say, you see this, you used to see this a lot with booking vacations, right? I have to be honest with you. I read this a few times, and again, I don't know where people are getting these hidden fees. Like the example they use here is at a restaurant. Someone purchased, you know, someone got the bill, and the price they called the gratuity a hidden fee. Well, in my opinion, the gratuity is not the hidden fee, right? Usually, if you have a party of so many people, they're going to add the gratuity. That's not a hidden fee. It usually clearly says it right on the slip. But it made me think: am I missing something? Have you been out there? Have you gone to a store online shopping, and have you been hit with a hidden fee that comes out of nowhere? Again, you get something delivered to the house. They give you a delivery fee, a service fee. Those aren't really hidden. I mean, it's right there for you. It's not like you pressed purchase and then all of a sudden an extra $5 came off of your card. So, like, I look at something like that, and I think that's, as the texter says, operator error. I think that's like Joe Beamer not canceling his free trials. I'm not really sure that is a, quote, hidden fee. But I thought I'd put it out there to see, am I missing something? Is there something I'm not seeing out there? 803-0930-*930. More dumb, unnecessary purchases that you have made. And like I said, for me, it doesn't get much worse than the PT loser. But you also have impulse buys, right? Or you waste money. And again, maybe this doesn't count as a dumb purchase, but it's money you didn't need to spend. Right? You got dinner all out for the week. And I don't know, you had a bad day, right? The tire went on your car or something. You get home and go, I don't really feel like making literally what we paid to have made. And now instead of making what's in the fridge, you're spending $30 on dinner. In my opinion, that's a stupid purchase because the next day, you're not going to remember how good or bad that dinner was. You're going to be like, oh my God, we spent $30 we weren't going to spend. You know what I mean? I mean, that's like not canceling the free trial. You also have kitchen gadgets. Now, as someone who worked at a store that specialized in gadgets and a whole side of the store was kitchen gadgets, let me tell you, kitchen gadgets is definitely something you can waste money on, something that you think you're going to use and never use it, right? I mean, the amount of times I had someone bring back a food processor, because the store I worked at, right, until like right before I left, you could return something you had gotten 3 years ago and get the price you paid for it, okay? So food processors were almost always on my return shelf. Part of my job was to scan in the returns and then decide if we could sell it as is or if I had to cut the cord and throw it out. Food processors were there almost every day, and most of them untouched. And I'm guessing, as someone who has a food processor, and I think we just used it for the first time over the weekend, I'm guessing a majority of these people bought one. They saw a recipe with a food processor and go, oh, I will use this all the time. And it collected dust in their storage room, the garage with the receipt still taped to it. From the amount of returns I saw, and we're talking nice. I'm not talking about some off-brand. I'm talking about the main brand food processor. I'm guessing that's when a lot of people looked at and go, oof, that was a dumb purchase. There's nothing I make regularly where I need a food processor. Now, again, there are some people who are great cooks, great bakers. They use their food processor all the time. I'm talking about your average guy, me. We're not using food processors. I can't think of one thing I've made where I needed a food processor. Oh, Jim in Orchard Park. Jim, what's your dumb purchase?
Hi, Joe. I did this on purpose. I actually tried to order 4 tickets for Paul McCartney maybe a month after they announced it. And I went on StubHub, and four seats on the floor were what I thought was $2,600. And I was willing to pay that. And when the transaction finally went through, it never showed me the final price. I thought it was $2,600. It was $10,600.
Whoa. For one seat or for two seats?
For 4 seats.
Oh.
What I thought and what they deceived me to thinking was it was $2,600 for 4 seats. And I figured, I grew up in the 70s and I want to see Paul McCartney, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, they had like a timer on there. Hurry up before, you know, you lose this great price. And I put 2 credit cards through and they were denied. And I'm like, what's going on here?
So I put the third credit card through, and it went through, and it was $10,600. And oof. Nobody wants to know nothing about it. They wouldn't give me my money back. The credit card company, you know, I tried to get it taken off of my card, and they couldn't do it. So hopefully I can find somebody that can buy four tickets for $10,600.
Yeah, so you have no intentions to go with that price. You want to kind of make as much back as you can.
Yeah, it kind of pissed me off, you know. Yeah. The whole thing was kind of screwed, you know. I felt screwed over it. I felt stupid, you know. I'll never do that again. And StubHub kind of deceived me on this, so, you know.
Well, let me tell you this, Jim. I think I think the sad part is there's people out there that are paying $10,000 for four seats.
Good. Because they're on the floor, and then I talked to my sister about it, and she says, "Oh, I don't want to sit on the floor because everybody's always standing." And I'm like, "So that was like a double whammy."
Oh man. Well, Jim, I hope you find the purchase. I'll tell you, we're going to talk about this in the next segment. There are a lot of people that I will go see no matter what, except I won't pay $10,000. I guess that's the matter what. I won't pay $10,000 to see them. Jim, appreciate the call. Jim in Orchard Park. Wow. $10,000 for four seats. Paul McCartney, I know he's great. He's a living legend. I don't think anyone out there. Can you rationalize that? Is anyone out there that could rationalize that? I'd love to hear you. 803-0930, start 930, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show if you want to comment on anything we talked about today. Earlier in the at the end of the first hour, I talked about Democrats running the doom and gloom. I went on like a 6-minute rant. If you missed that, I'll be posting that to my social. We'll be posting the whole show, but I've also cut out the rant on Gavin Newsom's Colbert comments. And you'll be able to find that on Facebook, Joe Beamer, on Twitter, at the Joe Beamer. And make sure you follow the Joe Beamer podcast page on the Odyssey app or an Apple podcast. So Jim ended the last segment saying that Paul McCartney tickets ended up costing him $10,600 for four seats. Can anyone in this audience justify paying over $2,000 a ticket to see Paul McCartney? Now, don't get me wrong. I realize Paul McCartney is a living legend, right? To be able to say you saw Paul McCartney would be awesome. I cannot. I mean, I don't care if I was a multimillionaire. I think I would even have to stop and think about that. Again, I'm not, you know, I'm not the biggest Beatles fan. I know that might surprise you. But, you know, I think of, I mean, hell, when they first announced George Strait tickets, I said they were too much. They ended up lowering them. But, you know, George Strait is a legend. And they were nowhere close to $10,000 for four seats. And I said, it's a bit steep. That's a bit steep. Now, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, having hidden fee issues with a mobile phone carrier, went in to sign up for internet, and the salesman offered two free tablets. When asked again how much they would cost, he said, no, they're free. They're old inventory. We need to get rid of them. So they took them. 5 months later, they had an issue, and they began looking over the bill and discovered the free tablets, as the salesman said, were actually costing $40 a month for service fee. Couldn't take them back because that window closed. It actually never opened. And now they have to pay $40 a month for the next 16 months or pay close to $400 to give them back the tablets. Now, again, they stressed, and I know people have been victims of this, especially in the cell phone and smartwatch world. They said, no, it's free. See, this is the old generation. We can't, you know, no one's buying them anymore. We'll give them to you for free. You signed up for this. And, you know, if you sometimes they'll say, like, if you agree to be with us for 12 months, we'll give you these tablets for free. They're free with your service. But they don't tell you, oh, yeah, we've also signed these tablets up for mobile service, and so it's going to count as another line. Right? That was just in what you signed. And let's be honest, nowadays, who's looking through that document? Because usually what they do is you get in, they whip the screen around, and then they give you like a little digital pad to sign on. You're not reading all through that. I mean, again, in the sales world, no offense to the people who work in the sales world out there, you should always question when someone tells you something's free, right? Usually when you're told something's free, and again, I could learn this lesson, but when you're told something's free, there's a catch, right? Not all the time. Hey, sometimes you actually can just score something for free. But in 2025, usually some money is going to get deducted from some account. So yeah, I think there are probably more people who have fallen into this category than would like to admit it. I think this texter, I could probably put a group together of people who have gotten some kind of gadget from a mobile phone carrier, right? We're trying to get rid of this inventory. Here you go. But they don't mention, you don't know that you're signing up for a completely other mobile line. Yeah, that is a hidden fee, and you know what? That's a big one. Like I said, I'm sure there are other people who can relate to that. But yeah, Paul McCartney, again, I cannot stress enough, the guy's a legend. But over $2,000, you know, I could not justify that. Anyone out there can justify that. 803-0930, star 930. I mean, I saw Phil Collins the last time he was in Buffalo because the arena opened up obstructed view seats. And the only thing that was obstructed is you couldn't see the screen behind Phil Collins. You could still see Phil just fine. It was $50. I thought that was a steal. He put on a great show. Some people complain because he sat down the whole time. I thought Phil Collins put on a great show. Now, speaking of music, it was announced this morning that Eric Church is coming back to Buffalo. He will be here February 13th, that's a Friday, with Ella Langley. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. The presale is October 2nd at 10 a.m. Now, Eric Church puts on a great show. I have not seen Eric Church since before I met my wife. It has been a long time. He is one of the people, though, like, I've got to see, like, I don't like to let too long go by, and this way long. I think it's been 10 years. No, it's been 7 years since I saw Eric Church. That's crazy when you think about it, because, I mean, I've seen Dierks Bentley twice in the last 2 years. But Eric Church coming to town, he's one of those people, when he comes to town, unless I'm out of town or I have to work for some strange reason on a Friday night, I will go see Eric Church. I think he puts on a great show. Is there anyone like that for you? If they're in town, if they're coming through town, again, unless tickets are $2,000, you will see them. 803-0930, star 930. Who is that act that when they're... A lot of people, it's the Goo Goo Dolls, right? Buffalo Zone. If the Goo Goo Dolls are in town, they're going to make sure they're there. And, I mean, they're still putting on great shows, don't get me wrong. You know, in the country music world, Eric Church is one of those people. Jason Aldean, who usually is in Buffalo every year, it seems. And he still gets huge crowds, right? George Strait, who was just in Buffalo. Garth Brooks. I mean, Garth Brooks in 2015 did like 6 shows during a week. Remember that at the arena? He did 6 shows. I was at the first. It was great. But he's one in Buffalo. If Garth Brooks is coming through, people are going to go. Who's that act for you? I'm just interested in though. But happy to see that Eric Church is coming to back to Buffalo. Free the Machine Tour. By the way, this is like a packed tour. He's playing a show, it seems, every night. I mean, when a show is in Cleveland, Toronto, Buffalo, and Albany, or Rochester, like, you're like, oh my, this person's literally hitting every large, medium, and kind of small market if you're doing all those cities around the same time. Usually if you see someone in Toronto, like nowadays, if someone's in Toronto, it's like only a 50% chance they're going to actually bring that show to Buffalo too. I know Paul McCartney's going to Toronto and Buffalo. But it seems now, like Morgan Wallen, right? Morgan Wallen was in Cleveland. I believe he was in Toronto. He didn't come to Buffalo. Seems like some of the bigger shows Buffalo's missing out on. Maybe the new stadium will be the ticket to bring in some of those bigger shows that seem to skip right over Western New York. I'll tell you who I wanted to see. And speaking, going back to Jim's call, just ridiculous prices. I wanted to see Billy Idol. I have never seen Billy Idol. That's on the list of people I'd like to see. But last time he was in town, I can't remember exactly where he was, but tickets were like starting at $250. I'm sorry. No offense to Billy Idol, but it's not 1980s Billy Idol. It's 2025 Billy Idol, and I'm sure he still sounds great. I'm sure he puts a great show on. I'm not paying $250 to see 2025 Billy Idol. As much as I love the music, that's something I couldn't justify. I mean, I saw Eddie Money for free a year before he died. I don't know. Is it fair to put Eddie Money in Billy Idol on the same? Is that fair, Tanner? What do you say? Is that a fair comparison?
I mean, I'm more of a Billy Idol guy, but
don't get me wrong. I prefer Billy Idol over Eddie Money. God rest his soul. I'm just saying, I saw Eddie Money for free. I can't justify $250 for Eddie for Billy Idol. I saw Eddie Money for free. I can't justify $250 for Billy Idol is what I'm saying. But I mean, hey, obviously some people could. It was a near packed show. Maybe there'll be a cover Billy Idol at the Riviera, and I could sign up and see that for $25. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Now, someone said they pay to see the real Elvis. Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people did in 78. You ever see the last televised special that they filmed but didn't air until after he died? I mean, he was clearly struggling, but once he started singing, sounded great. Someone said, I'm not a huge music fan, but I do pay money to see performers who are getting up there in years. Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Elton John, B-52s. So I can say I saw them before. Well, they said before they die. I try to, you know, be a little before they're done performing. And yeah, I feel that way too. I mean, there's a lot of artists that sadly I did not get to see before they passed, right? I mean, there's many artists that I would have liked to have seen who died very young, who got up there in age, and I just never got the opportunity to see them. You know, I mean, if Paul McCartney was an affordable range, it probably would be something I would consider just to say that I saw Paul McCartney. And yeah, I would have loved to see Elton John. But again, like, there's a certain point. I mean, you think of someone who's still making hit music. Now, again, they might not be a legend, but someone who's still performing at their peak. Does that sound right? Like, I'm going to pay so much to see them. Now, yeah, I'll pay whatever to see a legend. But eventually, like, there's got to be a cutoff point. Right? And no offense to Billy Idol. I don't know if Billy Idol's a legend. I like him. But I don't know if it's worth $250 a ticket. Someone says they'd pay top dollar for Rage Against the Machine. I'm pretty sure you can see Rage Against the Machine for pretty cheap, right? I can't imagine they're charging too much. They still tour, I think. I'll never forget. I went to one of those like Mayhem Fest where it's a bunch of bands performing. There's two stages in the parking lot and then the main stage. My buddy had an extra ticket. And I couldn't imagine, why does no one want to go? A day at Darien Lake? You know, this is great. I get there and it's Five Finger Death Punch and Disturbed and Slipknot. Again, I like some of that music when I'm working out. Man, Airborne was there. They were pretty good. But yeah, I don't know why, because you said Rage Against the Machine and I automatically went to Slipknot, which I don't know if they're too comparable. Coming up next is Tom Bowerly on this hump day. Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Actually, I'm raging against the machine. I'm raging against the PC, but that seems to be the struggle of my everyday life.
You could make some music about it, Tom.
Yes, I could. Or I could have AI do it for me. Coming up, I'm just saying. So tell us about, again, your reaction to Jimmy Kimmel.
I knew he was going to cry. But again, why wasn't this said the day after? Because remember, he did take to the air the day after the comment. He wasn't kicked off until 2 days after the comment. So if he really felt that in his heart, why wasn't this said the day after? Like, hey, you know, in yesterday's monologue, I went too far. This isn't what I meant. I mean, again, he refused to do that, and then it took him being suspended to finally say, again, I don't buy it, and he never really apologized, but I think if he had said along the lines of that, he would never have been suspended. Oh,
sorry about that.
Hey, no problem.
I kind of thought it was like, I'm the victim. Well, forget about Charlie Kirk. I'm the victim. Like, being suspended is worse than being murdered. That didn't make a lot of sense. But I think I'm going to get away from Jimmy Kimmel today as the main topic of the program, because there's something else that I wanted to get into yesterday, but we kind of ran out of time, as frequently happens. But that would be the idea. Are we really in two separate and different Americas right now? Is it 50-50? Is it 80-20? Is it 90-10? Because I don't know. But I'm prevailing upon our listeners to enlighten me as to their experiences. And there's something else, Joe. I've seen this in one of the podcasts I watch as a diligent part of my show prep, a daily part of my show prep. Idea that your kids are conservative, and they go off to a university, and they come back for the winter recess. Can't say Christmas, but winter recess, and suddenly they've changed. They're wearing Che Guevara t-shirts, having no idea where Che Guevara stood on homosexuals, for example, and they are quoting Chairman Mao. I wonder to how many people that has actually happened, because I've taken some calls like that, and I wonder how common this is. Did your kid or your grandkid change and become a communist after just a few months at school?
You know, Tom, I had a friend in college who was pretty conservative when they entered college, got very liberal in college. I mean, huge Obama supporter in 08. And now, you know, many years removed from college, seems to be a Trump Republican. Again, it's funny how some time in the real world does solve these issues for some people.
You mean that some people actually have to live in the real world? Obviously, I'm having a little technical issue here. But the other thing too, I want to get into the vaccines and the Tylenol and all of that kind of stuff with respect to autism. And it's amazing to me how many people are coming out in defense of Tylenol, and Trump and RFK are clearly lunatics. It's amazing.
I was told today by somebody that, Joe, if you believe the Trump administration on this, there really can be no unity. It's a lost cause. Because I pointed out that Tylenol said in 2017 in a post that pregnant women should not be taking Tylenol. Now, the person says, there's no hope for unity if this is what you believe. Really? That's the hill we're dying on?
And you can come back with them and say, how come just a few years ago, the left was extolling how awesome cancel culture was, and now they're calling it an attack on free speech? Seriously, you can go back, you can look this up online. So many articles and posts about the right is crying about cancel culture, but it is a way for the powerless to have power over these fascists.
Yeah, The Atlantic, which is just a liberal rag, The Atlantic wrote, you know, cancel culture isn't, you know, cancel culture is a good thing for America. And it's funny, 5 years later, now cancel culture is dangerous and killing democracy.
Well, I have a theory about that I guess we'll get into. Kind of reminds me of Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin in a way.
Well, Tom, as always, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I can't wait to talk to people on the phone. I'm psyched. I'm pumped. I'm amped. I'm going to listen to Boys to Men.
There it is. All right. Now we're talking.
I knew I'd get you.
Tom Bowerly.
By the way, McCartney is worth whatever he wants, just so you know.
You think? Would you pay $2,500 to see him?
I have no comment on that.
Okay. All right. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. Follow Tom Bowerly. Follow me, Joe Beamer, and follow David Bellavia under the podcast section. And I will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.